हरिहारी। हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। जय प्रभु परा प्रभु परा जय प्रभु परा जय प्रभु परा जय ओम विष्णुपाद हनुमंस परिवार कथा स्टोर श्रीमद स्वामी वैश्व A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Prem Namacharya Haridas Thakur Ki Prem Sikosi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sirveti Gadadha Sivasati Gaur Bhaktivrinda Ki Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopi Gopinath Shamakunda Radhakundi Girigo Vardhana Ki Jai Vrindavan Dhamma Ki Mayapur Dhamma Ki Jagannath Puri Dhamma Ki Ganga Mai Yamuna Mai Ki, Tulsi Devi Ki, Bhakti Devi Ki, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudirayet. Before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the very means of conquest, one should offer respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead Narayan, unto Narayan Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author, and also, of course, unto Srila Prabhupada, who has made it available to all of us. So today's verse is Canto 10, Chapter 13, Text 20. Svayam, Svayam Atatma Govatsan, Svayam Atmatma Govatsan, Svayam Atmatma Govatsan Prativaryatma Vatsapari Prativaryatma Vatsapai Prativaryatma Patsapai Kriddhanatma Vaharaischa Kriddhan Atma Viharascha Kriddhan Atma Viharascha Sarvatma Pravishad Sarvatma Pravishad Vrajam Sarvatma Pravishadvarjam. Sarvatma Pravishadvarjam. Svayam Atmatma Govatsan. Prativaryatma Vatsapahai. Kridan Atma Vahairascha. Sarvatma Pravishadvrajam. Svayam Atmatma Govatsan. Prativaryatma Vatsapahai. Kridan Atma Vaharaischa. Sarvatma Pravishadvrajan. One more time. Svayam Atmatma Govatsan. Prativaryatma Vatsapahai. Kridan Atma Vaharaischa. Sarvatma Pravishad Vrajam. Hare Krishna. Gentlemen. Svayam Atmatma Govatsan. Pati Varyatma Vatsapai. Kridanatma Vaharascha. Sarvatma Pravishad Vrajam. Sayanatmatma Kovatsa. Pati Varyatma. Kridanatma Vaharascha. Sarvatma Pravishad Vraja. Sayamatmatma Govatsam. Pativaryatma Vatsapai. Gadan Atma Vaharischa. Sarvatma Pravishad Vrajam. Svayam Atmatma Govatsan. Prativaryatma Vatsapai. Kridan Atma Vaharascha. Sarvatma Pravishad Vrajam. Svayam Atmatma Govatsan. Adivaryatma Vatsapai. Vidanatma Maharascha. Saravatma Pravisadvaja. Svayam Atma. Krishna, who is personally the Supreme Soul. The Super Soul. Atma Govatsan, now expanded into calves that were also he himself. Prativarya Atma Vatsapai. Again, he himself was represented as the cowherd boys. Controlling and commanding the calves. Kridan, thus himself constituting everything in these transcendental pastimes. Atma Vaharai Cha, enjoying himself by himself in different ways. Sarva Atma, the Super Soul Krishna. Pravishat entered Vrajam, Vrajabhumi, the land of Nanda, the land of Maharaj Nanda and Yasoda. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Now expanding himself so as to appear as all the calves and cowherd boys, all of them as they were, and at the same time appear as their leader, Krishna entered Vrajabhumi, the land of his father Nanda Maharaj, just as he usually did while enjoying their company. Now expanding himself, so as to appear as all the calves and cowherd boys, all of them as they were, and at the same time appear as their leader. Krishna entered Vrajabhumi, the land of his father, Nanda Maharaj, just as he usually did while enjoying their company. Now expanding himself so as to appear as all the calves and cowherd boys, all of them as they were, and at the same time appear as their leader, Krishna entered Vrajabhumi, the land of his father, Nanda Maharaj, just as he usually did while enjoying their company. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Krishna usually stayed in the forest and pasturing ground, taking care of the calves and cows with his associates, the cowherd boys. Now that the original group had been taken away by Brahma, Krishna himself assumed the form of every member of that group without anyone's knowledge, even the knowledge of Baladev, and continued the usual program. He was ordering his friends to do this and that, and he was controlling the calves and going into the forest to search for them. When they went astray, allured by new grass, but these calves and boys were he himself. This was Krishna's inconceivable potency. As explained by Sri Jiva Goswami, Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Ladini Shaktir Asmat. Radha and Krishna are the same. Krishna, by expanding his pleasure potency, becomes Radharani. The same pleasure potency, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa, was expanded by Krishna when he himself became all the calves and boys and enjoyed transcendental bliss in Vrajabhumi. This was done by the Yogamaya potency and was inconceivable to persons under the potency of Mahamaya. It sends a purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthana Bhuvani Srimati Dhyavataka Swami Iti Namani Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. I think that this, we've now entered into very, very difficult territory. This is very, very, this pastime of Lord Krishna and this verse raises more questions than answers. It raised very interesting questions about the nature of Krishna's expansions. And their independence from each other. That Krishna goes into the forest one day and he's enjoying with his cowherd boys and calves. And the evening he returns And he's enjoying with the calves and the cowherd boys. The only difference is the calves and cowherd boys that he returns with are himself expended. And one of the problems is he is enjoying with them. So how is that possible that he could expand as one person and then be able to enjoy exchanges with that person when that person is himself? Because he is all-knowing. Krishna is all-knowing. So he must know what the other cowherd boy is doing. So if the cowherd boy is going to give him a biscuit, then he knows he's going to give him a biscuit. He knows what it tastes. So it's very difficult. How does Krishna interact in a meaningful way with the cowherd boys or the calves when they're his expansions? Now, it's probably very easy to understand if you're at that level, but it does raise a whole question. Even Lord Krishna, he expands as Radharani, and yet he's having loving exchanges with Radharani, who's himself. And but yet, by definition, as a supreme personality of Godhead, as God, he knows everything. So what is the nature of this? So here Srila Prabhupada does mention a clue. Here he says at the end of the purport, because that is the question raised by the translation. It says he expands himself to appear as all the calves and cowherd boys, and at the same time he entered Vrajabhumi as he usually did while enjoying their company. So he wasn't just acting like he was enjoying the company. If you're in a drama, every night you come on and you're acting a part, and you're an actor, you're playing a part. Yes, I'm enjoying this, or I'm not enjoying this every night. Krishna actually was enjoying their company, because he does actually enjoy the company of Radharani, and even though she's his expansion. So that was real enjoyment. He wasn't just acting. And it says, it is inconceivable to persons under the potency of Mahamaya, so it seems inconceivable. So very good for Srila Prabhupada to again lay out the safety net for us, that actually if we don't understand what this is, we can understand it's not that there's a mistake in the understanding, or that this is a poorly conceived literature. The Srimad Bhagavatam is not a poorly conceived literature. It is said here that it's inconceivable to persons under the potency of Mahamaya. So the difficulty we have conceiving how Krishna could enjoy with his own expansions is inconceivable because of the influence of Mahamaya. So that's also a cheap answer, because it gets us out of giving a proper explanation, which Prabhupada usually did. It is actually Prabhupada said these things must be understood with full reason, that we don't accept things just as they are. So are there other ways in which we can try and understand how Krishna's expansions can interact with each other? And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada does actually give us another clue. We all know that Baladeva is Krishna's incarnation, of course. And here he says, Krishna himself assumed the forms of every member of the group without anyone's knowledge, even the knowledge of Balaram. So, in what way can Balaram be considered to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who knows everything, if he was unaware of what Krishna was doing? So that's another clue. And in the and Jiva Goswami, he says, Radha and Krishna are the same. Krishna, by expanding his pleasure potency, becomes Radharani. Yet even Lord Krishna cannot understand of what Radharani is feeling. Therefore he comes as Lord Chaitanya to have the experience Radharani does. So these incarnations of Krishna are not duplicates. They're independent. How they can be absolute and at the same time independent of each other is something that is inconceivable to persons under the potency of Mahamaya. And if we go to try to understand, it's a wonderful pastime. It's a wonderful pastime. But in Prabhupada's teachings of Lord Chaitanya, which is one of the very early books he translated, he gave the most difficult parts of the philosophy also. And Prabhupada was always wanting to present the philosophical side of Krishna consciousness first, because he said religion without philosophy is sentiment, and he didn't want his movement to become a sentimental movement, because it's very easy for people to hijack followers and, what will I say, devalue the pastimes of Lord Krishna if they don't understand the philosophy properly. So if we turn to the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, we can find some very nice explanation about how Krishna's incarnations can be expansions of himself and yet independent in that sense. Our understanding of independent would be, for instance, if Balaram is independent of Krishna and is not even aware when Krishna does something like steal the cows, then also Krishna will be independent of Lord Balaram and may not be aware of everything Lord Balaram does. And what if an incarnation of Krishna decides to go rogue? That's if they're independent, what if an incarnation of Krishna decided to go bad? So here Srila Prabhupada said, this is inconceivable to persons under the potency of Mahamaya. But these are questions that will occur in people's minds. We've got the question is, if they're independent, then, and there's so many of them, one of them could decide to do something bad. In fact, in some religions, the idea of God having a competitor is there as an explanation for the existence of evil. It's a fair understanding. Everybody knows that there is suffering in the world. Everybody knows that we've got disease, we've got cruelty, we've got governments oppressing the people, we've got wars going on. So a conceivable explanation would be a very, very powerful entity is in competition with God, who is all good. By definition, God is all good, and that's where evil comes from. So these are questions that can be raised just by this pastime, that Lord Krishna can expand himself as these different boys, and indeed as Radharani or Lord Balaram. Lord Balaram may not be aware of what Krishna is doing, as in this case. So if you're trying to find an explanation for evil in the world, this could be a, a conceivable way to start. But it's not supported by any of the Vedas at all. It's a completely different concept. But it is worth understanding how come Krishna can expand, and those expansions can be independent, and yet everything is still going on very well. And it's all for the pleasure of Lord Krishna and everybody's pleasure, pleasure pastimes. So if we're looking for an answer to this, in teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Srila Prabhupada writes that Lord Krishna's forms are all one and the same. It's one of the chapters of teachings of Lord Chaitanya. And if anyone's not read the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, you certainly should. Is everybody able to hear okay? You can hear, okay. I see a few hands on ears, so I was wondering. Okay, so teachings of Lord Chaitanya comes up with, sorry, closer.
Okay.
So the teachings of Lord Chaitanya come up with some very good, thoughts on the matter from Srila Prabhupada and clarifications. His forms are one and the same. Prabhupada writes, sorry? You can hear, okay. The very interesting thing is that the last word in this purport by Srila Prabhupada was, this is inconceivable to persons under the potency of Mahamaya. And the first line of the chapter in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya by Srila Prabhupada is, by devotional service, one can understand that Krishna, first of all, manifests himself as Swayam Rupa. So he said, so it is inconceivable under the potency of Mahamaya. By devotional service, one can understand how Krishna manifests. So it's not a simple thing, it's done by devotional service. And although it's not a simple thing, anyone engaged in devotional service can understand it. Krishna manifests himself as Swayam Rupa, his personal form, and then as, there's a technical term here, Tadek Atma Rupa, and then as Avesha Rupa, another technical term. It is in these three features that he manifests himself in his transcendental form. The feature of Swayam Rupa is the form in which Krishna can be understood by one who may not understand his other features. In other words, the form by which Krishna is directly understood is called Swayam Rupa, or his personal form. The Tadek Atma Rupa is that form which most resembles the Swayam Rupa, but there are differences in the bodily features. The Tadek Atma Rupa is divided into two manifestations, the personal Svamsa and the pastime expansion Vilasa. As far as Avesha Rupa is concerned, when Krishna empowers some suitable living entity to represent him, that living entity is called Avesha Rupa or Shaktivesh Avatar. So here, these are all technical terms given with very little explanation and not to be understood, understanding the following paragraphs. And the important thing is not the technical term. The important thing is to understand what they refer to, although they do have technical terms, and the technical terms are there to remind us that these are supported by the Shastra, probably by teachings of the Goswamis of Vrindavan, or possibly from the Vedas. There will be a reference somewhere to the exact place in the Shastra that these technical terms come from and where they come from. Srila Prabhupada did not make anything up. Everything he took, even Bhagavad Gita, it's titled Bhagavad Gita as it is. So when Srila Prabhupada gives an explanation, first of all, he's authenticating it with the Sanskrit terms. It's not his words. Take what he says, it comes from the Shastra. The personal form of Krishna can be divided into two. That's a Svayam and Svayam Prakash. As far as his personal form or pastime form is concerned, it is that form that he remains always in Vrindavan with the inhabitants of Vrindavan. The personal form, that's Krishna himself as he's playing with the cowherd boys, can be further divided into the Prabhav and Vibhav forms. For example, Krishna expanded himself into multiple forms during the Rasa Lila dance in order to dance with each and every gopi who took part in the dance. That's the personal form which gets divided into Prabhav and Vibhav forms. In Dwarka, he expanded into 16,108 forms when he married 16,108 wives. There are some instances of great mystics expanding their bodily form by the yoga process, but Krishna did not expand himself in this way. In Vedic history, Subari Rishi expanded himself into 8 forms by the yoga process. But these expansions were simply reflections, for Subari remained one. Okay, now we're coming close. Subari remained one individual consciousness, one person in those 8 forms. These forms were reflections. But when Krishna manifested himself in different forms, each and every one of them was a separate individual. When Narada Muni visited Krishna at his different palaces in Dwarka, he was astonished at this. And yet Narada is never astonished to see the expansions of a yogi's body, since he knows the trick himself. So, very nicely done. So here we're at a first step now, where Krishna can expand himself looking the same as himself. In the Rasa Lila dance, every gopi thought that, wow, Krishna's dancing just with me. They thought, that's really nice. They didn't think it was rather strange. And they couldn't see the other Krishnas. But that was Krishna looking like Krishna, behaving like Krishna, talking like Krishna, and having all his walking like Krishna, with his gait, with his mannerisms, fully like Krishna. That was 108, I'm not sure how many there were in the Rasa Lila dance, but in Dwarka there were 16,108 expansions, and each of those was an individual, individually doing different things in different palaces. So that is, those are the individual expansions of the Lord. And but the incarnation of Krishna in different forms is interesting. That's a different type of incarnation when he appears differently. So we'll come to that in a minute. I'll just try to find out where that is. So he probably uses what? No, he doesn't use the word. I think he doesn't use the word incarnation here at all, actually. Yes, yes. Yeah. That's right. So Prabhupada doesn't use the word incarnation in this one. He's talking personal expansions. And he appears when Akrura was accompanying Krishna. Okay. He says there are unlimited expansions of Krishna's forms. He refers to the forms of Krishna in Dwarka and in the Rasa Lila dance when he expands himself. He calls them his emotional forms, which are known as Vaibhav Prakash expansions. Similarly, there are other unlimited expansions of Krishna's forms, but even when they are divided or expanded without limit, they are still one and the same. And he says, and each of these is an individual consciousness, but they're one and the same. I'm sorry for the taking my time. I'll read through the next bit because it's we're dealing with Krishna and his different expansions, and Prabhupada wrote it, so it's important. It's important for us to know. It's important for our understanding. So although it's not particularly, it is relevant to this verse because we're trying to understand how Krishna could expand himself as calves and cowherd boys, and although they are himself, he can still enjoy with them for an entire year. So he's not faking. This is real enjoyment. So, the Supreme Lord's, he says, when Akrura was accompanying Krishna and Balaram from Goloka to Mathura, he entered the waters of the Yamuna River, and he could see all the planets of the spiritual sky. He also saw the Lord in his Vishnu form, as well as Narada and the four Kumars who were worshipping him. So here Prabhupada mentions Akrura could see, he was accompanying Balaram and Krishna, who were in the chariot, and then he could see in all the planets, as well as Lord Vishnu in the river Yamuna. When he entered the river Yamuna, he was able to see them. Were Krishna and Balaram still in the chariot when Akrura saw Lord Vishnu in the river Yamuna? Was Krishna and Balaram in the chariot? So why was Akrura surprised? Because Krishna and Balaram were in the chariot. Why is he surprised to see Mahavishnu in the Yamuna? Do you remember? Who remembers that story properly? He saw them. Yeah, that's right. He could see them actually turn into the pastime. They turned into all of them. Okay, yeah. And then they
weren't four, but two. They were always two.
Okay. All right, yeah. Okay. I don't quite understand. I won't repeat that one because it was too difficult for me to repeat properly. But he did see Krishna and Balaram becoming Mahavishnu and so on and all that. Sorry about this, back in a minute. I'm sorry, I'm getting everybody else to give the class a bit lazy of me. I was just trying to verify, did Krishna and Balaram become Mahavishnu? Did Akrura see that? Can you remember? Ah, that was it. That was it. He saw Krishna and Balaram become Mahavishnu and Anantasesh. That's right, yeah. That was right. Krishna and Balaram become Anantasesh and Mahavishnu. Isn't that, that's what I saw it seem to remember. If I've said it wrong, please email me and we'll correct it. But the... All right. So the Supreme Lord's, thank you very much for that. The Supreme Lord's many worshippers, the Vaishnavas or Aryans, are purified by the various processes of worship they perform. Each process of worship involves understanding different forms of the Lord, as mentioned in the scriptures. But the ultimate idea is to worship the Supreme Lord Himself. Acha. In His Vaibhav Prakash feature, the Lord manifests Himself as Balaram. The Balaram feature is as good as Krishna Himself, the only difference being that Krishna's bodily hue is blackish and Balaram's is whitish. The Vaibhav Prakash form was also displayed when Krishna appeared before His mother Devaki in the four-handed form of Narayan. So there are many different forms of Lord Krishna, but here we can find that Lord Krishna expanded as the cowherd boys in every single detail. And different to being a form of Lord Krishna Himself, where He had all the characteristics of Lord Krishna, except with the queens and Dwarka of 16,108 expansions. Different from that, and also different from being an incarnation where He's got His own unique characteristics, like Lord Nrsingadev with his special features and His special mood, or Lord Vishnu with His special features and His special mood. It's a very different thing. When He became the cowherd boys and calves, He actually took on the appearance of already existing living entities and was able to carry out their characteristics, their eating habits, the way they walked, the way they talked individually with each of their parents, the way the calves would relate to each of the boys. This is a much greater feat than when He becomes an individual incarnation, because here He has to become exactly like the child or the cow, such that the parents or the cows don't notice any difference between their original offspring and the Supreme Lord Himself, who's playing the part of their offspring. So that is something that is most inconceivable. The closest we can get to it in this world is if you've got an actor playing the part of another person, but not just for an hour and a half a day, and everyone knows they're wearing makeup and they suspend disbelief. A mother will never suspend disbelief when she's with her calf or with her child. She will actually be always aware of the child, their characteristics, 24 hours a day. And they will know if something is wrong with the child, if they're slightly sick, if they're slightly upset. And certainly there's no way you could substitute a mother's child for someone else and expect them to carry it off for more than a couple of minutes. But yet, Lord Krishna managed this with a huge number of cowherd boys and a huge number of cows. So this pastime is actually incredibly unique. And I'm very glad we took a stop in the middle of the class, because I'd never thought about that before. And it's something worth thinking about, what an incredibly special pastime this is. And we've totally forgotten at this stage, when we're thinking of how amazing that is, we've totally forgotten all our objections to how does Lord Krishna manage to expand Himself, be an individual, and yet remain the Supreme Personality of Godhead in all those expansions. Which means we've stepped across the threshold of Mahamaya, Haribol, which blocks us from understanding the transcendental pastimes of the Lord, into the realm of Yogamaya, when we are simply amazed at the unlimited potency of the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, because the Mahamaya potency, like a cloud covering the sun, makes us wonder, how does the sun work? And then when the sun comes out, we're just out in the sun planting our crops, enjoying life, and thinking it's what a wonderful day it is. And similarly, when Krishna's here, his pastimes may be inconceivable. And the cloud is covering us. We're trying to understand how he does it. But when we realize how wonderful it is, we just sort of put on our flip-flops, take off our raincoat, and put on some bright clothing and enjoy the bhakti yoga, the process of bhakti yoga, where everybody's enjoying. And maybe by his grace understand a little. So at that point I'll ask if there's any questions, which would be great if somebody's got some questions. But thank you. Hare Krishna. Any questions from anybody? He also possessed okay. Oh yeah, that was a very that was a very good point of Srila Prabhupada's, that he does actually, and Prabhupada never loses the track of the point he's trying to make, which is very good. The whole point of Surabhi, the whole difficulty of Krishna's incarnations is how does Krishna expand, and each expansion has individual consciousness. Because I cannot conceive myself expanding. I can conceive myself expanding in a way, but if my consciousness is not part of my expansion, how come that expansion is mine? So that is the great difficulty with the expansions of the Lord. And Srila Prabhupada here, when he talks about Surabhi Muni, he says, in Vedic history, Subari Rishi expanded himself. Subari Rishi, I'm sorry, I'm giving Subari Muni a bad name. Subari Rishi expanded himself into eight forms by the yoga process. I think the yoga process has got, is that one of the cities of the yoga process? Lagima, Anima, is that one of the, considered, that's one of the yogic perfections you can get, is to expand yourself. And but each of those expansions are the same one. For instance, if I'm sitting here and I move my arm here, the other expansion will be, say if my other expansion is in London or somewhere like that, my other expansion will be making the same gesture or saying the same things, because it's just myself projected somewhere else. And so that is the so he says it's a mirror one, but then Srila Prabhupada says these expansions were simply reflections, for Surabhi remained one. Surabhi, I am still in the same place, my mystic power enables me to be somewhere else, and I'm conscious of being able to do things in that other place. But I am still the one person doing those things. So that's my expansion. And this is the pit. Well, when Krishna manifested himself in different forms, each and every one of them was a separate individual. And Srila Prabhupada does say that although they are separate individuals, they are still one. And that is not understandable from our experience of being able to expand, say, in a yogic, using the yoga power to another place. It's not our experience that we can expand and be something else. So when Narada Muni visited Krishna at his different palaces in Dwarka, he was astonished at this. Because when Krishna manifests himself in different forms, in each and every one of them is a separate individual. So it's a, we nearly got there when we understood how Krishna is manifesting as the cowherd boys. Each and every one, not his expansion. He's expanded as a cowherd boy, but with all the characteristics of a different entity to himself. So that was very inconceivable. So, thank you. That was about Subari Rishi. He was his own one consciousness. Krishna's expansions are all different consciousness, different individuals, and yet they are all the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is something that is very difficult. One of the issues could be, as he refers to Subari Muni, that when we try to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we relate it to how our own experience. So our own experience has been one consciousness, then he is a different entity to us in this, in the creation, in the whole entire spiritual and material creations. There are only two living entities. We think there are many different species, and possibly the Supreme Personality of God is a different one. No, there's only two species. The living entity and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we are different. We've got a limit where he is different to us. It's very nicely explained in Bhagavad Gita. I think the Yoga of the Supreme Person and other ones, that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is different to us. And when we try to relate things to our experience, particularly our experience in the material world, where we come across theft in the material world, theft in the spiritual world, we try to relate it to our own experience. Similarly, we've got evil in this material world, and we relate individuality with individual choice that could be either for good or for bad. In the spiritual world, there is only good, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead is all good. So even when he expands as an individual, no bad or evil can come out of it. So in the question could be then, final question, where does evil come from? If the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we have individuality, we can choose between good and evil. If the Supreme Personality has individual expansions, why does the same not occur to him? Why is the same situation not incurred to him? With individuality comes choice. We also have choice. We're here because of our own choice. Why does the same thing not happen with Supreme Personality of Godhead? The living entity, even Lord Balaram, acts as a servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He acts as an antashesh, the Supreme Personality of Godhead's bed. He's his carrier. Whenever he goes, he acts as the servant of Lord Krishna. In fact, when he was Lakshman, he got irritated because Ram kept getting into trouble. So he said, okay, I want to be your servant, but as your elder brother next time. So he came as Lord Balaram. So because the Supreme Personality of Godhead is full of knowledge, he never falls under illusion. So where does evil come from? So one time Srila Prabhupada was on an aeroplane. And these things are hard to understand, but the pilot of the aeroplane came back. He heard that there was a sadhu on the plane, and he was an American, I believe. And he came back when the plane was on autopilot. He came back to talk to Srila Prabhupada. And he asked Srila Prabhupada, what is your understanding of where evil comes from? And Srila Prabhupada explained to him that just as everybody's got a front and a back, so evil is living in God's shadow. And when we turn our face to God, then we're not in his shadow. If we turn away from God, then we are put in a situation where there is darkness. And even though God is all good, there is still a shadow. But it's our choice. And without choice and free will, there is not the ability to love. If people don't want something, they have to have the choice. So the airplane pilot was a very intelligent man. He could understand that. God is all good. His expansions are all independent. But they are full of knowledge like himself and would never fall into illusion. The living entities, we are also independent, but we are very small. And if we misuse our choice, if we choose something else, then we enter into the shadow of Krishna. And Krishna comes to take us out of that in various forms. And to attract people, he comes as the different incarnations of Krishna. He sends a spiritual master. He comes as Lord Chaitanya to try to relieve the living entities from living in his shadow and take them back to the spiritual world where there is only transcendental enjoyment in relationship with the Supreme Person. So this verse creates a huge amount of questions, and I thank you very much for joining us today. Hare Krishna.
Marichidas
had a question.
Yes, his question is, how can we understand? Is it possible for the individual living entities, when they expand themselves, they can also have individual consciousness?
Is it possible for the individual living entity, when they expand themselves, to have individual consciousness?
Is that possible or not?
I will.
Thank you.
Yeah. There's several different mystic powers listed in Nectar of Devotion, I believe, in the early chapters. One is called Lagima Siddhi, where one's able to reach out and touch touch anything. No, Lagima, one becomes lighter than the lightest, and one can actually float. There's another Siddhi called Prapti Siddhi, where you can take something, reach out and take something from wherever you like in and bring it back to where you are. I think Srila Prabhupada met a yogi when he was younger and tells a story of how he asked them, would you like anything? And they said pomegranates. They were out of season, so he went next door and brought pomegranates. Then there is another siddhi that people can have through the yoga process by which you can expand yourself up to, is it eight times? Eight forms. You can expand yourself up to eight forms. But there is no yogic perfection in which you can expand yourself and have different individual consciousness. It does say in the Bhagavad Gita that the soul cannot be... The soul is what gives us individual consciousness. And the soul can never be divided. It can only be... It cannot be divided, cut by any weapon or anything like that. So where the individual soul, we may get a mystic power, but it's not possible to divide that soul into two. So you can have an individual here and a second individual in one of your expansions. The expansions have to be mirror expansions of yourself. That's when you come into... there's two types of living entities in the world, all of us and Bhagavan. And he's different, and he's able to do that, and many other things we cannot do. Yeah. Krishna.
Hare Krishna, thank you. But yeah. I have a doubt, because like in the procession, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is leading all the devotees in Navadvip going to Changkazi's house. And his personal associates must be with him. So that must include Srivastava Thakur. But then it is said that the people from all over the universe also joined this Sankirtan that also includes Brahma and Shiva and so many other people. So it seems like and Narada is also coming. Then Narada would meet with Srivas and Brahma would meet with Srivas Thakur. Then
yes,
it seems like
that's right. That does. And Lord Brahma also, Prabhupada said, Lord Brahma and Shiva both come to Arati in London, to Sri Sri Londoneshwara every morning. And if you go to the temple, I don't know if it's there now, but there used to be two asanas on the altar, one for Lord Shiva, one for Lord Brahma. And so how do these higher living entities manage to be in several places at once? How do they do that? So I can't answer that for Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. It's a really good question. Unfortunately, Maharaj is gone. Does anybody else know how that is done? What's the answer? The correct answer to that? No. Here's another question for. Was that your question or from the internet? Okay, great. Okay. Good. Thank you. Jananivas, who was just going to speak for a minute.
Example of bewilderment and individuality. I think it was Jamuna Mataji and Gagamuni. And Gagamuni said, there's no difference between Krishna and Balaram, what you were just reading. There's no difference between Krishna and Balaram, except that Balaram is white and Krishna is black. And Jamuna said, no, there must be difference because Balaram, he has his own gopis also. Mm. Can't have the same. So they must be different. So they were arguing. They said, so Tamil Krishnamaraj came and said, can you ask Prabhupada the answer to this question? So they went to see Srila Prabhupada and he said that there's no difference between Krishna and Balaram except Krishna is white and black and Balaram is white. And Prabhupada said, that's right. He said, no, but now Jamuna is saying that there is a difference because Balaram has his own gopis. And Prabhupada said, yes, that's right. But Prabhupada, you just said that the other one was right. He said, that's right. He said, then which one is the right one? Prabhupada said, you work it out.
Have you heard that one?
That's the bewilderment.
Just in case you didn't get that, it was Janus Wu is telling the story of how Tamil Krishna Maharaj and some other devotees were having a discussion that it says that Krishna and Balaram are identical. Gargamuni says Krishna and Balaram are identical, except they Balaram is white and Krishna is black. And they were arguing that Balaram's got his own gopis. How can they be identical? So they asked Srila Prabhupada, Krishna and Balaram identical, except one Balaram is white and Krishna is black. And Prabhupada said, okay, yes. What did he say? That's right. He said, that's right. And then he said, but Balaram's got his own gopis, so how can they be identical? How can they be identical? And Prabhupada said, that's right. Or you work it out. But that's right. And then they said, how can these both be the same? And Prabhupada said, you work it out. You work it out, yeah. That's it. And here's another one for you. Here's another one, if you like. Lord Brahma, these pastimes are eternal, and they happen every time. Mother Yasoda has Krishna as a baby. They got the gopis, the gopas, the calves. And Lord Brahma comes every time to steal the cowherd boys. These pastimes happen every four yugas. And there's 1,000 yugas in a day of Brahma. So that means they happen 1,000 times a day of Brahma's life. So in other words, Lord Brahma steals the cowherd boys 1,000 times a day, and every time he forgets. So, you work it out. These, so, they are understandable, but who said it was easy to understand? This morning I was in my room, and there was sort of a spider on the wall, and there were some flies. And here am I, I'm sort of turning on the tap, putting on the electric light, and the spider and the flies, they won't have any idea what a tap is or what electricity is or what a light is. They're just on the wall. So we don't know where we are on the scale. I am sure that the spider thinks he's the smartest insect in the room. But we don't have any concept whereabouts we are. So we've got these wonderful books, and we have to do our best. And as it says, through devotional service, we can understand everything. And it's inconceivable under the potency of Mahamaya. So we do our best with our devotional service and Srila Prabhupada's books, and try to make this our last birth as a spider. And next life, we may understand how the electric light works. Hare Krishna. Ciao, glories to Sri. Oh, yeah? No, you're okay. All glories to Sri Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.